This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival with Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions, Mayor Brandon Johnson with Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, travel journalist Rick Steves, author R.F. Kuang, journalist Michael Pollan, and a night with NPR's Planet Money. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
Early voting has started in Illinois. Millions of ballots have been mailed out to voters who already requested them. WBEZ's political team will tell you what you really need to know ahead of Election Day. Today, WBEZ's Claudia Morell talks about the fears people have about making sure their vote is counted this year.
On the first day of early voting, hundreds of people waited in line at the DuPage County Fairgrounds to cast their vote in person.
I'm curious how long you guys have been waiting at this point in the line.
About 2 hours. 2 hours, give or take.
2 hours. It's the middle of a Thursday afternoon, hot and sunny. Some people in line have books. Others are carrying folding chairs that they sit on every time the line stops moving. You'd think people would be impatient, frustrated that they'd have to spend their entire afternoon waiting in line to vote. But that's not the case at all for Barry and Ann Merman.
I think it's just important to get this done. And I think that the concern of what's going to happen if we have delayed the mail-in voting and some of the issues that have been brought up by the president. And so I figure vote in person, vote early, so we know it's counted and we don't contribute to this red mirage that we might end up having.
So just get out of the way.
Get it out of the way, yeah.
And it's a beautiful day. If we're going to have to wait in lines, this is a good day to do it.
You hear that a lot from people in line. I just want to get this over with, or I want to make sure my vote counts. There's a growing sense that Election Day this year isn't just November 3rd.
Oh, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I've been anxious to get here to vote. Yeah, and it's exciting to be out here on the first day.
Well, I thought I would vote early and take off some of the pressure for the officials later on.
I'm ready to vote. Been waiting to vote for 4 years now. This is worth the wait.
I think this is amazing that no matter what side you're on, this is about democracy. I just want to cry. Look at all these people. No matter what side you're on, people want to count.
In DuPage County, nearly 50% of registered voters have asked for mailed ballots, more than any other county in the state. But when I asked people why they chose to wait in line instead of voting from the comfort of their own home, they expressed concerns, like Moretta Vanderbilt.
At first I was all gung-ho for it until all of the noise started with the Postal Service and all of those movements of equipment and boxes that disturbed me. So might as well come out and physically do it and get it over with.
County clerks stress they're ready to handle all these mail-in ballots, despite concerns that a flood of them could delay the results of the election for weeks or even months.
Well, it's not going to be election month, but it will be election 2 weeks because, you know, we have 2 weeks after Election Day that ballots can be received.
Adam Johnson handles elections for the DuPage County Clerk's Office. He says just because this is an abnormal election season with the coronavirus, the process of tabulating ballots is the same it's always been. Illinois has been pushing mail-in voting for years. Ballots will be scanned and checked as they come in, as always. But with so many more mailed votes expected, Johnson says he, like other clerks, brought more equipment and hired more election judges to scan these ballots as they arrive. Still, you won't see them tabulated till the polls close on November 3rd.
We're not allowed to do it beforehand.
Then there's that two-week window for all the ballots that were postmarked by Election Day but arrived after.
And so certainly the first several days after Election Day, we expect a lot of ballots to be coming in that were mailed late. So certainly the results on election night itself will only be partial. There will be a lot of ballots still to be tabulated and counted.
And like other county clerks, Johnson stresses that the best way to avoid any surprises or delays is to vote early or vote by mail as soon as you can. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.